Yo, what up? It's DK. Thank you so much for listening to the Mixing Music Podcast. I just want to do a quick plug about Antares and Auto-Tune. Antares makes the original industry standard Auto-Tune that we all know and love the sound of. We are sponsored by them, so if you visit mixingmusicpodcast.com/Auto-Tune, we do get a small kickback from every purchase. Thank you so much for supporting the show. Please enjoy this episode.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
One, two, three.
Hello, and welcome back to the Mixing Music Podcast.
Hey!
I'm your host, DK. And with me, as always, is a lovely Lou.
A lovely Lou.
Lovely Lou.
I feel like Elvis Presley would say something like that. Lovely Lou. I don't know. I'm terrible at impressions. You know this, but
even though I lived in Hawaii, like the capital of Elvis impressions and impersonators, I don't know what Elvis sounds like.
I mean, how many impersonators sounded accurate?
A lot, bro. Go on TikTok. Yo, actually, impersonations is probably one of my favorite things to watch on TikTok. It's just not on my algorithm to get a lot of them. So
far, the ones that you've shown me is the Be a Man one.
No, that's not an impression so as much as like, that's just funny.
No, not an impression, but just my favorite TikTok.
Oh,
so far.
The favorite TikTok? Yeah. What does it say? It's like, he's like,
if you don't know how to find what you're looking for in the store, don't ask for help. Leave. Be a man.
Be a man.
It's just like, wait, what? Like, how does that help? Like, at what point did that help?
Or it's like, if you've ever gone through anything traumatic, don't go to therapy. Drink every day. Be a man.
It's like, how did that help?
No.
And I love that he has a laugh track of like one guy or a group in the background.
Hold on.
And it's always my favorite when it's just one guy.
Now I got to pull it up and play it. Especially the therapy. Oh, here it is. I got it now. Here it is. I'm going to play it. Can you hear this?
Traumatized by something? Don't go to therapy. Drink every day. Be a man.
It kills me, bro. I love TikTok sometimes.
They have the weirdest things, but it's one of those that we were talking about, like Clubhouse is in this domain where it's equally as poisoning as it is educational. But I want to add equally as funny.
There you go.
Like, if you're just looking for comedy, like, man, can we just pay some of these TikTokers to just be comedians at this point?
I know, right? For reals. It's so good. It's so funny. Hey,
like,
but
stop signing them as artists. Sign them as comedians.
Hey, but this is enough small talk because this could go on forever. And I know, let us know if you like the small talk. Follow us on Instagram at Midside Sound for Lou, at DK Mixes for me. It's in the description in the bio as well. Wherever you're watching.
We have our own TikToks.
Yeah, and let's talk first off, before I get to the episode, let me preface, you know, a couple things is, one, I need to be better about talking about our sponsors. So let's talk about our sponsors. We have a lot now. We actually gained a few more names. We should do a whole ass episode on each of these, because there's a lot of them. We have Spreaker now, which is what we use for hosting the podcast. So if you're looking to host a start a podcast, check out Spreaker.com or check out links.dkmixes.com. Go to my resources or mixingmusicpodcast.com/sponsors. Mixingmusicpodcast.com. Go to the sponsor list. Click on Spreaker. We also have, so that's a big one. FilePass is always, we love FilePass. You've heard us talk about FilePass. We actually, that's probably the one that we make the most amount of money from, is from FilePass and Spreaker, those two. So we're really grateful if anybody signs up for those. We get a little commission from any sort of sales that we go through. Autotune officially gave us another affiliate deal as well for their Autotune Unlimited, which is a whole nother episode that we could talk about, which is really, really dope, including all their AVOX stuff, so it's really fun. But I want to talk about the importance of our YouTube channel as well. I look like, what do you call me?
Mr. Beaker.
Mr. Beaker from the Muppets, because my hair has exploded. I have coronavirus. We're videoing this from separate rooms, and my head has just exploded, so it just looks funny.
When you were using those backgrounds earlier, when it cut out everything except for your hair, that was amazing.
So look up Mixing Music Podcast on YouTube. You'll find my channel, DK Mixes. And feel free to subscribe. If you're already on YouTube, like the video, comment, subscribe, like, whatever. All that jazz, and we're really grateful for you.
If you're on our YouTube, could you make a meme of Mr. Beaker and DK?
I want to see send the meme to Lou, and then he'll post it. And don't send it to me, because I don't want to know about it. just kidding. I'm teasing. No, send it to me first. Send it to me first. And then, let's see. But yeah, that's it. So we're going to get into the episode today. We're going to talk about something very important. I don't know why we haven't talked about it before, and it's been on the front of my mind this week, is the power of the bypass.
Dun, dun, dun.
And why, when mixing, bypassing your plugins is important, and we're going to add an extra level, why level matching is important with each plugin.
Oh my God, you know how many times I open up somebody's session and it's not level matched at all?
There you go. Or more importantly, like that's something that is kind of different between engineers, because I won't take off any of the plugins, so it doesn't matter if they're level matched or whatever. And by the time that I'm done, I won't. To a certain degree, some plugins I don't level match on purpose, as I kind of sometimes, like Leslie does this a lot, where he purposefully keeps adding volume or cutting volume, whatever track that he's using on with the tools that he's using. I will say one thing though. This is classic. Lou, I know that you've done this too, and I've definitely done this, even as pros, but especially a lot when we were in the beginning stage, is we use plugins just to use plugins, and we can't hear a difference, or we think we can't hear a difference. We move on. We don't even bypass the son of a bitch, okay? We don't even bypass the plugin to figure
Who
out if it's actually...
Who bypasses plugins?
I bypass them every single time. I try.
I have never... I'm just kidding.
There you go. There you go. So it's important, and it's important to always be bypassing your plugins and never leaving on plugins out of habit for the sake of, like, always be using your ears, right? Lou, tell me a story about how, I know you got a story about there where you kept tweaking it and it was in bypass or something like that, or like your ears are fooling you and then you bypass something and you figure out something doesn't work actually.
So, funny enough, actually, this actually happened on the opposite end of the table. Recently, I was recording with an artist who told me, he's like, hey, can you tweak this? And I actually forgot that it was in bypass. And I just moved one thing and I was like, oh, let me reach for the bypass because I'm not actually doing anything. Like, I realized halfway through the first twist that I wasn't doing anything. But what was funny is the client didn't. And the client said, whoa, whatever you did sounds better. Technically speaking, the plugin was in bypass. I didn't do anything. So when he wasn't looking, I took it off.
There you go.
I was like, well, don't need that one, apparently. It wasn't doing anything anyways.
You know how often that happens? That happens a surprisingly often amount.
Like, have you ever seen the memes where, like, somebody's on the fader? Like, right now, this thing in front of me, if you're watching on YouTube, is not turned on. They'll just go like this in front of the client. They'll be like, oh, yeah, that's better. But in all reality, it's not even in use. It's just a toy.
Yeah, like, I'll straight up, like, double bypass something. So, like, or I'll bypass. I'll like pretend like I do something and like double bypass it, so it'll just go back into bypass. And they'll be like, "Yeah, that sounds better." And I'm like, "Yep." So it's to the point where if we call that artist for doing it every single time, it's not good. So so to any artists that are backseat drivers with mixing, remember that the mixer has more experience than you, probably, unless you're, I mean, especially if you're paying them money, or if you're, if you know that they have more experience than you, respect their experience, because sometimes, you know, you do not know how often artists look a fool in the studio. It's funny, but
actually, I think I just made some TikTok videos based on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, what was the recent one I did, things artists lie to themselves in the studio about, like, "Oh, I know it sounds rough right now, but the engineer can fix it."
What?
Wait, you said I could do what now? Fix it. No. No. If it's bad, it's bad. Like, there's no fixing bad.
There you go. It's so funny. But that being said, like, most artists don't do that, so it's not a big deal. But going back to the topic, the importance of bypass, like, even as a pro engineer, I'll find myself doing things that, like, I'll put on my go-to habitual plugins or whatever, and I'll dial it in to where I usually like it, and then I'll move on, and I come back to it, and it turns out that plugin was distorting in a bad way, or something was going on where I was like, "Oh my gosh, I wasn't paying attention." And even as a pro, like, the importance of hitting bypass, like, if you ever watch me mix now, like, I am always hitting bypass. Shift A is the Pro Tools shortcut for bypassing plugins on a selected track. So if you select every single track and you hit Shift A, it'll bypass all the plugins on that track. Hence why you want to level match as well. So if you level match and then you bypass, then you can actually hear before and after with proper gain staging, with proper volume matching. But I do a combination of, you know, if you do control click, then it'll bypass everything past that plugin and anything beyond it, but not the ones before. Obviously, command click does bypass. I really do recommend continuing to remember, don't do anything. The point of this lesson is to not do anything habitually or because somebody told you, or even worse, because on YouTube, there's a lot of false information or a lot of information that worked on that one song in that one instance with that one producer. And it may not ever work in any other situation ever. So, I would say, just always be using bypass and always be using your ears.
Yeah, I totally agree. The funny thing is, you ever listen to a mix of yours the next day and you're like, "Wow, the vocals seem like I maybe put a little too much saturation on, or they're a little overcompressed and this and that." Reality is, half the time, we just work until we're fatigued and don't even notice we're fatigued. We just keep working. A big help with this whole bypassing is to take little breaks in between your mixes. If you're mixing for 30 minutes, your ears are probably fatiguing just a bit right now. Now, with that said, if you're fatiguing and you don't realize it, anytime you hit bypass, you may not hear a major difference. Your ears, if you're doing minor touches on the EQ, you may be able to hear like just enough of the change to be like, "Okay, cool, that's what I like." You'd be surprised what a 30-minute walk around your block or going out for some fresh air to get some tea, you know, whatever you want to do. Go out, come back, and start bypassing a few things just to make sure that you like the changes that you've made. And sometimes that little 30-minute break gives you all kinds of clarity in your mix. You're like, "Wow, actually, I overdid this." Or, "You know what? I underdid this. You know what? The hi-hat's too loud. I thought it was perfect earlier, but now I need to turn it down." Whatever it may be. But a nice little break will help the bypass.
There you go. And to be honest, you know what the most beautiful thing about the bypass button is? Is sometimes...
It's just a button.
Yeah, there you go. It's just a button. But sometimes you find out that when you hit bypass, it sounds better.
You know how many times I take people's... I'll get sent a song, they're like, "Oh, we already mixed it and everything. Sounds great, but you can make it sound better." I'll bypass some of the stuff that I didn't necessarily like in the mix, and then I'll send it back, and they're like, "Oh my God, that's significantly better." I'm like, "You just overdid yourself." Like... I didn't mix it. I just took off some of the things you overdid. That's it.
So it's incredible the power of the bypass button and how underutilized it is, especially by those who are just beginning, like continue to like always like hit back and forth. If you can't hear a difference, this is part of the ear training as well, is keep clicking on and off until you can hear a difference. Just make sure it's the right plugin, not the wrong one. or it's on the right channel. If you've soloed something, just make sure that it's on the right channel. It's very important that this is a big part of the ear training. Like, I would say that, like, if you can't hear compression, if you can't hear saturation that well, continue to hit bypass and see what it does and continue to go back and forth. Spend a lot of time hitting bypass. Even as a pro, I'm using a lot of time hitting bypass and unbypassing everything and turning everything off and on and everything like that just to make sure. And I will say, as well, like even yesterday, I was doing a little mastering session. I'm not really a mastering engineer. I've said this in the past. But I was doing a little mastering session, and this label wants to continue. They're like, -6 LUFS is not loud enough. And they want me to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And a couple of the plugins, I use a lot of saturation and stuff on the master bus. And one of the things that I noticed is that the extra loud parts, the hits were distorting a little bit more than I liked. And I couldn't figure it out. And I kept readjusting everything. And then I was like, wait a second, let me just bypass everything and turn back on every little part, every little plugin, one by one until I figure out which one's the one that's making it distort. Sure enough, it was like the third or fourth one. Or the second or third one, one of the earlier ones. All I had to do was I blended the mix knob on one of them and turned down the other one so it didn't distort. So it's like, that's all it was. And it was great to figure out what's going on. I mess up and need to use bypass more often. So I would recommend everybody please bypass, especially if you're new to mixing. Please, 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 please bypass and actually make sure that what you're doing sounds better relative to you, whatever you're going for.
It's just like a lot of people know the mute trick to be, if you're trying to figure out where a certain element exists in the track, like just mute it and then see what goes missing. Well, same thing. If you feel like the way the vocal sounded originally didn't sound so great, but it's a little bit better now, but it just sounds maybe tubby or overcompressed or whatever it is, using the bypass one by one and trying to figure out which one of the plugins actually made that difference that you're not so fond of will help you find out which one to tweak versus just reaching for whatever.
Yes.
You know, listen to it in context of the mix, not just in solo.
It's really important. I know this is a super simple concept, but it is something that we just made an entire episode out of it because it is super important. And more importantly, with people that we help out, we do see it underutilized a lot. Hit the bypass button more often, train your ears, get better, actually make decisions on purpose and not instinctually, habitually, and continue to do that. On that note, once again, if you are looking for free resources, free plugins, free PDFs, just free stuff in general, if you're looking to help us out, support us by checking out any of our sponsors and affiliates, go to mixingmusicpodcast.com, check those out, sign up, or you know, use any of those links, and we'll get a little commission if you use any of those, and we really appreciate it. FilePass is on there. I know I use FilePass all the time. I love FilePass. Again, Spreaker, if you're looking for podcast, Plugin Boutique is awesome. There's a bunch of free plugins. There's a bunch of really nice paid ones as well. We use Plugin Boutique all the time. Canva, if you're into graphic design, and a bunch of other stuff. So we're really excited for all of our partners, and we're really excited for our number one sponsor of the show. I'm going to steal Sonic Scoop again. You, the listener. You're our number one sponsor. Fans. We're really, really grateful. Thank you so much for listening to the show. If you love what we do, again, feel free to share. Subscribe if you're on YouTube. Follow or leave a 5-star review or whatever it is on whatever platform it is. We really appreciate that good stuff. We're a growing podcast. I know we're a mainstream podcast. Lol. You know how many people have messaged me and referenced that episode when we talk about how mainstream our podcast is now?
No, I think we were canceled like twice in that episode.
There you go. And it was funny. You can't cancel ourselves. What the heck?
Just watch. I'm gonna make it possible. You
no,
know
don't do that. Don't knock on wood, bro. Knock on wood. Hey, but we're really, really grateful for everybody that's listening and for your support. Thank you so much. We have a lot more coming in the future of Mixing Music Podcast, and we've grown so much already. It's been over. It's almost been 2 years now. I need to check back, but it's been almost 2 years now, and. It's been an incredible journey and many more years to come, hopefully. So, and a lot more other opportunities, especially when coronavirus opens up. We will be doing in-person seminars. We will, we might, dude, one of these days, I want to get so big that we do a cross-country tour with like seminars and like live podcast recordings and things like that.
You know what? I would love that. And if we can do it in the most like, I don't know, I would love to one day just end up somewhere and be like, where are we?
There you go.
Like in the woods.
There you
it's like,
go.
This is our arena.
There you go. So, yeah, we have a lot of cool stuff happening. And thank you so much for listening. Y'all are awesome. On that note, happy mixing, my friends, and stay saucy.
1, 2, 3.
If you'd like to take advantage of my free guides and online videos, please check out links.dkmixes.com. That's links.dekeimixes.com. Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Come join our Discord. The Mixing Music Discord server is filled with tons of awesome information and people. People that can help you out and information that can help you grow your business and to help you improve your mixes. So come join us and find the invitation link at mixingmusicpodcast.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.